All right, we're at the end of Kuf Chav Gimel. Probably the last page in the photostatic copies you have. Yeah. They built their own place. I don't know. I still don't know. Could be they have one place where they store it and one place open. We're up to the last five sifim of the simon. The one that's most negei al halacha is sif chav dalid, but we'll go straight as we always do. Sif chav beis. Oyved chechavim shedarach hayayin v'loy nagavay. An oyved chechavim who pressed the wine, or presumably with his feet, v'loy nagavay, and he didn't touch it, presumably with his hands. Vayri Yisrael, oyved nagavay. Yisrael who shekonsei b'chavis. There's a yid who made sure he never touched it, and the yid is the one who put it into the chavis. Harizeh osur b'shtia. Even the mechaber shita normally is that all yayin nesach is asa bahanab, even bisman hazeh. It was the Ramah that was meikel. So on that, the mechaber says, if a yid was aymir agabav and watched him, then it's mutter. Harizeh asa b'shtiyah. It's mutter bahanab and asa b'shtiyah. It's mutter bahanab and asa b'shtiyah. So here, it's Kaychay of a guy, you're asking that it should be the same as the machinery nowadays. It won't help, it'll still be asa b'shtia. Right? There's a kula for the mechaber shita. For the Ramah, who holds that everything is only asa b'shtia, b'sman hazeh, it's not much of a kula. For the mechaber, it's a kula. Now, this, first of all, I want to point out Shach Memches. What does it say in yours? Shach Memches, it says Ayin Legel. Sifkatan
Mem Aleph.
Mem Ay. It says Ayin Lah Sifkatan Mem Aleph. I think it's supposed to say Sifkatan Mem Gimel. I don't know why it's not correct. Yeah, Mem Beis. We always have this problem. I see it as Mem Gimel. In Mem Gimel, he asked the Kasha that the Mechabashit is that Negiah Beregel, Shmei Negiah. Right? Touching with your foot is also Negiah. And the Shah said it's got to be talking. There are boards in between. So he's not touching it with his foot. That was basically, that was the first part of the Shach. Second part of the Shach said that maybe that's called Negiah Shalai B'Kavana. When you're stomping it for the Kavana of Dricha, of stomping the grapes, you're not having Kavana to touch the wine. Anyway, that was the Nidain. We're not going to go through it because it's not in the Sonegei Ledina today. The Dinam of Kaicha we're going to get to. What? Because of Kaicha. We're going to learn later that kaychay of a guy, we didn't get to it yet, what a guy does that asers. The dinam of kaychay is a simon by itself, I think it's kuf kafe, is the halachis of when kaychay asers without negiyah. Sif kuf kafe is din yayin abami kaychay vekechavim, the kaychay kaychay. And there we're going to see that kaychay normally asers. So, and even kaychay asers, which is the problem with all the machinery, when they don't touch it, but there's kaychay. So here it's kaychay, even if he touches it with his feet, that's telling him achlekes yushayin, even the gear berguf and the gear beragel shmei negiyah. Here we're saying that even if it's, the shach is saying that even if it's not negiyah beragel, because they are boards, it's a shay, it still would be asa b'shtiyah because of kaychay.
So because right? If you had a closed barrel or just had you could stamp on it all day, nothing would happen.
If you have a closed barrel, there's no problem, except that the Ramah, the Mechaber holds, the Ramah said in Chof Aleph that with geyser, kaidem amshacha, atula acher amshacha. That if it's in a gas, where it's shayach amshacha, so we answer even kaidem amshacha, vidrabanan, atula acher amshacha. And that's true, as a Ramah, and this is a Mechaber, so that was the part of the kasha that the Shach had asked. So I was looking at Shach Mem Gimel, who talks about the foot part, and it could be he means Shach Mem Beis, who talks about this aspect, that the Mechaber is Matir Bahana if a Yid's watching, so if a Yid's watching, so why is he Matir Bahana Chaf Aleph? But, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so that's Sif Chav Beis. As I said, it has to do with Kai Chai. We're going to learn Kai Chai in Mitzvah Hashem. Chav Gimel.
Well, Kai
Chai
is also
Gezeira.
Kai
Chai
is only
Gezeira,
right?
No, because you could do... Well, everything is Gezeira. But Kai Chai, the Gi is Gezeira, Kai Chai is Gezeira. Because you don't know that they were actually Menasseh. If you knew they're Menasseh, but Kaichai would be Deraisa. It's boring, you never touch it.
I'm talking about the case of Mashiach, it's like that. It's Kaichai,
and it's only Tori. It's a Durabban, it's only a Durabban. But there's always a Durabban. Sivchav Gimel. What? Yisrael, who should say Bechavis, that's only Hamshacha, yeah. Afterwards, right? He made sure that the guy afterwards didn't touch it or didn't do anything but kaychay to it. Why would it be mutter? It's true, but the Raman Chaf Aleph said that Hodei Darchem Ovik Chav Mahino Begigas Abigash Derech LaHamshich Misham Hayayin. Gazrinan kaidem hamshacha ato la'achar hamshacha avesha ein derech limshach then it's mutter. So I guess it would depend if it's in the davish derech limshach. Here it says, it doesn't say. It says ayuchan shadarech hayayin v'lo nagabai. It doesn't say if it was in a gas or not in a gas. You're right. If it would be not in the gas, it should be mutter l'gamri. I'm assuming it's talking about gas. The Sifchav Gimel Im Chavish Shal Yayin Nesef Munachis Im Chavish K'shei Reis Tzarech Lasis La Heker. Listen to this. What's the case here? Hard to understand. It's a Tshuva Sarivash. It's not, it doesn't come from a Gemara. I'm sorry, it's not a Tshuva Sarivash. It's a Mardechai Bereish Pesachim. Okay, well, what is it saying here? It says that you have a chavis of yayin nesach and you have chavis k'shei rois in your house. Tzarech lasis lo heker. Let's say for some reason or another, somebody delivered to your house a tray for wine, the wine from Bizman Hazel, which is not kosher. And you have it in your house. So he's saying that, now you could tell which is which, it doesn't mean it's bottle. You could tell. But you need a heker. Just like we say, for example, by Basa B'cholov, that if you're eating meat and someone else is eating milk, you need a heker between you, because it's not iser that you used to be to withdrawing your hand from. Or the Gemara Pesachim says about chametz, that if you have chametz shel goy in a Beis Yisrael, there's no iser. You still need a mechitza, you need something because it's a person is rogel and chametz all year. The same thing if you have a barrel of wine in your house, it's yayin nesach. You have to put a heker on it because we're afraid that a person is going to come to touch it. Now the question would be today if the label is good enough. Is the label good enough? No, that's it. It has a label on the tray for wine. It says company. Doesn't say the word tray on it. So I don't know. I go over to my shelf. We have wines. Every wine has a different label. You know, it's like a person's accustomed to having wine in his house and just pulling it out. It sounds like you need a hecker. Whatever you're roggled to do, you shouldn't do. You have to put some hecker on it to make sure that you'll recognize, you'll notice that it's a tray for wine. So this is Sivchav Gimel. Again, there are no comments made on it, so I guess it's... It says that by Fleshes and Milchus, if you have a mat, it's a hecker. I don't know, anything that would be a hecker, I guess, would be good enough. Sivchav Dalet. Now this comes already to some hands very nagel. Did this sheet get around that side? All right, Sivchav Dalet is very nagel halacha, and it's the subject of a certain machlokes hapaiskim. So let's make sure we understand the simple mechaber ramah, and then we'll get to it. He starts with two words, which are. Agva or Dayanti? Anybody know what that is? Is it Arabic or is it Spanish?
Agua
is wine. Water. Agua is water. Or aqua. Agua. Adayanti? Hot water. Maybe hot water. This means alcohol that's distilled. When you distill alcohol from from Yayinesech or Shmarim. We're going to talk about the shaila in this sif is alcohol which is derived from Yayinesech, Shmarim of Yayinesech, or Chatzan of Vizagim of Yayinesech. When you have alcohol which comes, alcohol, you can distill alcohol from just about anything that has alcohol in it. So the question here is this agua adayanti shalavikachavim, mechavis osabana ki yayin atzmai. It's just as osabana has wine, upirish devarav, the Ramah helps us, yayin saruf, which is schnapps, sha'oisin mi yayin nesach, which is made from a guy's wine, and that little circle which says on the side, huadim mishmarim sha'yayin nesach, sha'enai rag zeyam in anesach, af mi sha'enai rag zeyam in anesach. How do you get alcohol out of wine? You boil it and you catch the vapor and you separate it and then it condenses back into alcohol. Harihu ki iser atzmai. Alcohol from Yayin Nesach has the same din as the Yayin Nesach itself. Now, at first, now I want to say
not in the pure form.
In the pure alcohol form. If you're going to miss it. It's not about the alcohol itself, but presumably when you take that and add it to something, it's like any iser. If it's not possible b'shishin, then it'll aser. But we understand the alcohol and the schnapps is not made to be bottled; it's made to be there. Now, I just to add before we discuss it, the Baragayla adds hu adim mishmarim shayayin nesach, and the Pesachei Tshuva Yud Zayin adds from the Tzemach Tzedek. It's interesting. Look what he says. He says, "Who adin if it's may? I am sure some tzedek. Some nine hey. Who adin yain sraf and nasim chetzan of hizogim shalav kechavim? Shuasa. V'loy kishar megidim hamoinam. And not like people say. It adds shamavur. Ain lahamin l'stam v'nei adam masha megidim b'shem acherim lahalacha oilaminik. It's a great line. So don't believe people when they say that other people said this lahalacha oilaminik. You have to learn, you have to see if it's true. Just people say, there's no raya. So, we're going to discuss this if now, there's no difference if you get the alcohol from the wine, yayin nesach, the shmarim of yayin nesach, hasan of izagim of yayin nesach, presumably, if you let it dry for 12 months, we already said the chasan of izagim amota. He means, before it dries for 12 months, we have iser, yayin, shmarim, chasan of izagim, you take alcohol from that, that alcohol is just as usur as the wine. That seems to be a simple din. We have a rule always that kol ayotzei min atamei tamei. You have something treif and you make something from the something treif, it's just as treif as the original treif is. However, do you see a mokin lebal din lachloik? Because we had learned earlier that grapeseed oil is mutter. Some seifers tshuva used the lashon of mamon afshach. So why is grapeseed oil mutter? Some mamon afshach. It's possible the oil doesn't come from the wine. It's a separate entity that's in the seed. And then it's mutter, because Chazal only asked the wine and not the seeds. Seeds, once they dry for 12 months, you're allowed to eat the seeds if you're in the mood. There's no iser. Then he said, and if the oil comes from the wine, it's no different than musk, the heter of musk, like Rabbeinu Yaina, which is some sefer holds you're allowed to be saimachan. So he says, so therefore the grapeseed oil is mutter with the maman afshach. The question is, on that second half of the maman afshach, that the grapeseed oil is mutter because it comes from yayin. So it's a separate mitzias, it's the shtana, just like we say the musk which comes from dam is nishtana. If so, why doesn't that heter apply to alcohol that you take from the wine? That would be the question. Now there are two ways of dealing. Anybody have a suggestion about how to deal with that?
It doesn't have to taste.
Well, it doesn't taste winey necessarily. It might not. But in the oil case, it doesn't taste. In the case of oil, the Chassam says no taste of wine.
A nazir can eat
this
oil.
Nazir is no, because the nazir is asur chatzan of the zogim. So you're right. That would be a nafkamina. Nafkamina in two halves of some seif would be a nazir. Right? His first thing he says is manashach. He says, if the oil doesn't come from wine, it comes from the seeds, it's mutter. Now that would not be a hefter for a nazir, because a nazir is also to eat the seeds too. The second type of one of shach is that even if it comes from the wine, but it's nishtana and you have the musk hetter, Rabbeinu Yonah is the hetter of musk. That hetter l'chayra should apply to a nazir too, because it's a new messias. It'd be an afkamina, the two tzedad. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah's hetter itself, there's a great amount of controversy whether we pass on the Rabbeinu Yonah. Anyway, the Magen Avraham, I think it's Resh Tazayin, brings it to Machlokes Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rosh. But the Argad Eli HaPaiskim, including Reb Chaim Eiser, who said to be samech on the musk hetter, that you can rely on it. So the question is, why here, when you get alcohol out of wine, why it's different?
Maybe the alcohol is just a component of the wine. It's not really the wine, it's actually the stand to become something else.
Okay, what you're saying is what I would have assumed. I would have assumed that there's a difference between something is nishtana and something is nifrad, it's separated. If you have wine, what is wine? There's H2O in wine, you can get water out of wine, you can get sugar out of wine, get alcohol out of wine once it turns to alcohol. Presumably, I'm not a chemist, but I assume you could break it down to all the components and you won't have any wine. So when you do a period, when you separate something, maybe it's different. Now what I did is I tried to find the dinim of water, if you get water out of wine. So that, the Dake Tshuva, it's interesting, Dake Tshuva is Sivkat and Chafhei, it's not a Sivkat, but it's Sivkat and Chafhei here. He brings the Shaila, in the shame of a Sefer, which I'm not familiar with, that if you take the water out of the wine, that's not a musketer. That's just your mefare. He was a lashon of pirid. Your mafrid. You separate the water from the wine. It's a component in the wine. In Cain, if it's a component in the wine, then it blives aser. I would have said the same exact thing for the alcohol that you take out of the wine. That it's a pirid and a pirid is aser. And then we would be able to move on to the next sif and shalom al Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. The musk heter, and this is really an aside, when we talk about the musk heter, we use an expression in English that he's talking about a chemical change. Now, I don't think it's fair to say that when Chazal talked about it, they meant a chemical change as a scientific term where the structure of whatever it is you're consuming has changed chemically, structurally, from what it was before. Because Chazal didn't make such a distinction. If we're going to go with the Mahalach of Pirud, then I would understand it more as a perceptual thing. Everyone perceives that there's alcohol in wine. Everyone perceives that there's water in wine. When you separate it, that we're calling that pirid. Nobody perceives that there is musk in blood. Everyone knows it might be there, but no one assumes that there's something with the taste of musk in blood. So we're calling that a chemical change. Now, whether it changes chemically or not is not the point, really. The point is that it's perceptually it's something new, it's changed. So as far as the cream of tartar that comes out of the wine, the assumption is that it's in the nidai, if that's a musk heter, I don't think it's fair to compare it to alcohol or water, which is certainly perceived to be there all along. So we could argue if the tartaric acid is part of it or not. Or whether the oil would have come from the wine, if it would be part of it, it's a difficult thing. But it's the old machlokes by the gelatin as well. Well, the gelatin has that hetter. I'd like rather to come back to this. Now, I said this is the way I would have preferred to understand it. However, Reb Chaim Eiser has an important tshuva. It's in Chelek Beis Tshuva Yud Aleph. What I'm quoting is primarily from the beginning. Cognac is our wine expert. What is cognac? It's a schnapps distilled from wine. Okay. So talking about cognac, which is really this sif, and the nidai of why the musketa doesn't apply, which Reb Chaim Weizer seems to go with, is mentioned beferish in Hartzvi Tshuva Kuf Beis. And we'll get to Reb Chaim Weizer in a minute. The tzad not to use the musketer is that there's a chilik between dam, right? What's the musketer? They find musk in the gland of a deer. That musk, the understanding is, comes from blood. It's blood that's nishtana and turns into musk. Ben Yehuda says it's mutter because it's nishtana and it's a panim chadashis ba'olakan. It's a new mitzius. Now, that heter applies to Isuri Achila. Isuri Achila changed to something new, so it becomes mutter. Isuri Hanoah is different. Isur Hanoah is that from mitzius number one, I'm not allowed to derive any pleasure. If this changes into a different entity, that new entity may be something brand new. But I am having Hanoah from the first entity, because the first entity was what enabled the second one to come into being. Let's say I would have Dam of Isuri Hanoah. I'd have a deer of Ir Nidachas. It was Isuri Hanoah. And then from that Dam would now somehow change into musk. It would stay Isur. Because even though there's a chemical change, it's Panam Chadoshis Ba'olakan, but you're still being Nehene from the first Metzias. The first Metzias was a Metzias of Isur Hanoah. And that changed into this. This is derived from that. So by Isuri Hanoah, the musk heter doesn't apply. But Mela, by this Aqua Dayanti, the same thing. It's Isuri Hanoah, and therefore the heter doesn't apply. That's, as I say, a second Mahalach, and why the alcohol is awesome. So again, Mahalach number one is that it's a period, and it blinds the Gufa Yisr. The Hartzvi and Chaim Weizer do not go with this Mahalach. They don't even mention it. They mention that by Isurei Hanoah there's no musketer. Fine, there's no musketer by Isurei Hanoah. The Zot Reb Chaim Weizer. What? You sell it for $1. The dollar remains aser. This is worse. The dollar remains aser. The question whether it's Taifis Dama, because there it's a secondary Hanoah. Here's the Gufa Davar. Okay. But there's a big nafkaminith with this chat, because then it's only true by Isurei Hanoah. Yistam yeinam bizman hazeh, which the Ramah said is mutter b'hanoah and only aser b'shtia. Now the cognac made of that type of from that type of a wine would be mutter l'chatchila. That would be mutter because you have the muskhater. If you hold the muskhater, which Reb Chaim Weizer does, so then that would be mutter. Zokrab Chaim Weizer, two things. First of all, with this, I have a limit source on people who drink cognac that's made from Stam Yeinam. Because Stam Yeinam is manazeh, is only Osir Ba'achila, not Osir Ba'anoah. So now we have a heter. You have the musk heter that is Nishtana. Then Chaim Weizer also says, but 1 minute. Why didn't the Ramah say something here? The Mechaber is good. The Mechaber Shita is that Stam Yeinam is also Bahanoah. So he says, this Agwa Dayanti, Shoevichom also Bahanoah, Ki Yayin Hatzmai, no problem. But the Ramah says, Pirish Devarav. Yayin Sorav Shoesav Yayin, Esav Bishayin, Ragzeyam, Nezach, Hariu Kisir Hatzmai. Why wasn't he Magia anything? All right, you could say Pirish Devarav, he's only explaining the Machaber, but Lamaisi, he should have said something. He should have said that Avol Bismaneinu, it's different. So he writes, as Reb Chaim Weizer's Lashon, Ulei, he says, maybe. Sikel haramah b'lashaynay. Ramah wrote a lashon with seichel. He wrote a lashon, yayin sarf, shoysim yayin nesach. Afukhe stam yayinam. He's only going on yayin sarf, which is made from yayin nesach. Then, afu pishayin ragzayim and nesach, kisir atzma. Yayin nesach is also ba'anah. Stam yayinam is maybe different. Ulai, he says, ramah sikel b'lashaynay, and that's what he meant. But Reb Chaim Weizer says his heter. He says it the more of a lashon of limud zchus aminika olam, but it turns out to be a tremendous nafkamina, and we'll see in a minute it's a nafkamina as a tziruf. You know, people complain, they learn Yerida, everything's a machlaikis. Yeah, but what's Psak Halacha? Psak Halacha is being mitzaref different kulas together. And I'm going to see in a moment. So what do we walk away with? We walk away with the following. Yayin Nesech, Mamish, that's Asabano. If you make from it alcohol, it's Tzicha Asa, whatever Hezber, it doesn't matter. Shulchan Aruch says that it's Asa. So Tzicha Asa ki Yayin Asma. The question is, Reb Chaim Oizer's Heter of cognac because of Dishtana. Whether we have such a Heter, that's a Tziruf. I should tell you that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simim Emzai, he talks about Sifir Aleph, it says not like Chaim Oizer, this is in Reyeshet, Amen Hashem, that reject Reb Chaim Oizer's Shita. First of all, there are those who argue whether you're allowed to rely on the Moskhet or Lechatchila in the first place. And secondly, the argument is that whether the Kavod HaSarama was tak only for Yayin Nesach and not for Stam Yenam. The Kitzur just says Psak, he doesn't say a reason. But Lamaisa, it is a Machlaikas. Where does it come up, Halacha Lamaisa? This is very important when you talk about the homeopathic remedies. People very often come with homeopathic remedies, natural remedies for different diseases. Now, whether there's anything to it or not to it is not the point. It's a matter of opinion, and whatever you hold, you hold. That is not our discussion. Discussion is someone comes, they read me a label with all the ingredients. There are no animal derivatives in these things because that's just the way they're made. Some may be made with animal derivatives. Many of them are totally without animal derivatives. What issa could there possibly be in these things? In Eretz Yisrael, you could have Yisurim because Gidule Karka, they have Yisurim. But in Chutz La'aretz, everything that grows from the ground is mutter. There's nothing, if something grows from the ground, it's not Orla. What? Not Arla. The halacha is in Chutz La'aretz. You don't have to investigate Arla. If you get a fruit, it's a halacha mishum Sinai that Arla is Chutz La'aretz Sveikai Mutter. That's why they don't have, in Eretz Yisrael, it says Nokim Chshash Arla. And in the Chutz La'aretz, you never have that on a Hechsherim because you don't need it. Someone showed me over Shavuos, over Pesach. I mentioned it here. There was a label of an Israeli product that they translated to make an American product. It said, free of any problems with foreskins. But anyway, it's so there's nothing that grows on the ground that's a problem, except Yayin Nesach. The only chashash are grape products, grape derivatives, and that's where the Shaila comes up. In the Michas Yitzchak, in Chelek Ches, in Tshuva Samaches, he describes a certain type of homeopathic product or line of products. I never investigated how they're made. He describes homeopathic products which are made by taking the essence of whatever things that grow and using alcohol as a medium of mixing them, etc. Alcohol, he writes, is constantly used in the repeated process of condensing it and mixing it, and constantly alcohol is used. And the Shoyel asked if it's alcohol that comes from grapes, from Yayin Nesach, whether it's Osir or not. From Stam Yayin, right? Whether that's Mutter or not. And today, when somebody comes with these things, when people bring me labels, and generally, if it's grape products, we stay away from it. Because that's the only issue. We look through it, and if it's a great product, it says there's the one thing that they do have, which could be an animal derivative, forget the name of the product, but it's always bottled b'shishim. Rebelski tells me it's made to help them to bind the different ingredients, forget the name of the product. So basically, everything there is okay. Now, what? No, a binding is something that gives it. Its texture, its form. Everything has to cling to something to be there. Anyway, the issue with these products, the Michas Yitzchak is Mekel, if it's a Suffolk. He says if it's made definitely from grape alcohol, so a Machmer. But if it's a Suffolk and it's made from grape alcohol, Hayois, Reb Chaim Oizer is Mekel. He's mitzarif that the medications is a shayla that's called achila b'chlal. These things are swallowed whole. He calls it ti'ima, which is itself an issue. He's makel, if it's a safik, if it's made from grape alcohol or other alcohols, he uses this as a tzirif to be makel. So, Reb Chaim Oz's kula is a tzirif. What?
That was minchas yitzhak, not Chaim Oz.
He's basing it on Reb Chaim Oz's head. So, we're learning here in this sif a kula of Reb Chaim Oz. It, in and of itself, is not more than a limud zchus. You see someone drinking cognac that has no heksher. But it's a tzirif. It's a tzirif in
Sfeis.
Is it
about all scotch whiskey, the same thing? The bowels?
There's nothing to do with the scotch, no. Nothing to do with scotch. Scotch is a separate issue, which we're going to get to. Because there, it's not just the alcohol. It's not even not primarily the alcohol. It's the taste of the scotch they want to get. Now, the taste of the wine that they want to get. I'm not so sure you taste it. You don't taste it. If it's made Latima, then you do taste it. Presumably, the experts say it is. Now, what about alcohol made from kosher wine? Till now, we're talking about alcohol made from treifa wine. So we say, "Kol yes, tame, it's just as treif as the thing itself." What about alcohol that's made from kosher wine? So I saw a certain amount of discussion. However, the question is now, if a guy touches it, does he aser it? However, in the Sefer Yayin Malchus, which is an excellent Likud Sefer, I flew this week to Eretz Yisrael and back, so I was on the plane for a while, I took it along. There's a very good Sefer on Yayin Hilchas Yayin Nesach, Yayin Malchus. It's the Sefer I pissed around with the pictures. It has three sections. In the back it has the Shulchan Aruch, the Simanim. It's good to take out a plane like the whole Yeredeia. In the back, he has a Likud of tshuvas on different things. So he says he doesn't understand how anybody could talk about alcohol made from kosher wine. It's nizbashel. It's always the ayim avushel. How do you get the alcohol out? You get it out by cooking. So he doesn't understand why they are shyless about it. It may be that you can distill alcohol at less than 165 degrees. What's the evaporation point of alcohol? What? Vacuum distillation, which would at a much lower temperature. Okay, so maybe that's why there's a sichsuch about it. That's the way they usually distill things. You know what? About 180. When it's not when it's at sea level, I guess that's what they mean. Okay, the getting back here. So he brings a machlokes as far as I never heard of, and then he says, "What do you mean it's a special anyway?" All right. So this is the discussion here of this product. There is another interesting tshuva in the Har Tzvi. I didn't see it in the Har Tzvi. I saw it quoted there. He says that in order to make sweet wine, what they do, now again, what they do today, I don't know. What they did in the time he wrote his tshuva is in order to make sweet wine. What is sweet wine? All grape juice has sugar in it, and the alcohol, as it changes, as it ferments, the sugar turns into alcohol. So if you leave it long enough, there's no sugar, a very small amount of sugar left, and a large amount of alcohol. That's why dry wines are high alcohol and low sugar. So he writes that what they do, now, the organisms that change it from sugar to alcohol don't survive once there's a certain amount of alcohol in the mixture. It says in order to keep the wine, sweet wine, what they do is they put in alcohol while the sugar is still there. They put in an amount of alcohol that will destroy these organisms, and therefore the sugar will remain. That's the way he describes, again, I don't say they do it this way today. The tshuva was written by Tzvi Pesach Frank, who passed away more than 50 years ago. So, but he has this shaila, and it's interesting shaila. His shaila, he says, is whether something which is put in to make a change not taste, a taste not change, is that called that it's tamay is nicker? That's a shaila. In other words, if you leave this by itself, it's going to taste from alcohol anyway. The only thing is, by putting in alcohol, you make that the sugar remains. So his shayla is, it's less than a 60th, he says, it should be bottled, unless it's avida l'taima. His nidain is it called avida l'taima when the hecker is from the sugar that you know that the alcohol was put in. That's his nida.
Is that related to generally preservatives?
I doubt it. I doubt it because here it's a little worse. Here, it in a way it's like a preservative. All it does is make it stay the way it is. If your ha'ara is a good ha'ara, you have to see his lashon. He taka his lashon ma'amid. He talks about the fact that maybe it's a ma'amid. Ma'amid is not potel b'shishim. It allows the sugar to remain. But here it is a little different. See, you do taste the alcohol, just you would have tasted the other alcohol, you're tasting this alcohol. So I'm not sure. He blives at a tzarchin in the tshuva. B'chlal, you should know that Hartzvi tshuvas are not all tshuvas. What they did is they took tshuvas, he wrote, and they took his notes and halacha, and they printed. So normally a tshuva has a maskana. Hartzvi, not everything has a maskana. Some of it was written, but Derech Limud, he didn't have the pressure to come to a psak. So this one, he goes back and forth, he blives at tzarchin. We haven't discussed sherry cask this year because sherry cask is a totally different shayla, and we will mitzvah get to it. Mitzvah we return next year, but it has nothing to do with this shayla. Okay, so this is Sif Chav Dalet. Let's move on to Sif Chav Hey. Sif Chav Hey. Interesting mitzias. Try to figure it out with me. Muta likach be'ayve kechavim kulindri kudpiti. Anybody have any suggestions? Kulindri kudpiti. Ava mishadais tama kulindri b'chaimitz. Kaliander. What is kaliander? Kaliander is a container? Sieve. Strainer. So I don't know if that's what it means here. This is a food. Oh, this is strained compote. I don't know. Strained something about it. A product, even though this chaymitz, I assume he means chaymitz of Yayin Esach. Now, I don't know this mitzias. I have no idea. I don't know why in the world anybody would add an ingredient that's nice and tam lufgan. He says, there's no problem. So whatever you add there is nice and tam lufgan. So why are they adding it? What? A preservative could be. Now it says Ayin Lekamon Soy Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Now I saw something you could do if you have the copies. What I did is I figured, let me go back to Kuf Lamed Aleph. So in the end of Kuf Lamed Aleph, it talks about products. Kol Hamashkin Shalei Kachav Mishadak Alar Ben Yayin. Achay Mitzasur. The Rama says you're not allowed to purchase products. An open price. You're going out buying trick cereal, or you're buying a grape flavored something or other. If it's the derech to mix in wine, chaimitz, don't buy it. I guess that means if you know it's treif, it's zicha treif. But even if it's just the derech to do it, you have to stay away from it. And the rabbi says there, choze b'mashkin sheyayim v'chaimitz daisnehem tam l'shvach, oy sheyine peigim. Aval l'lufgam, goyin sevash daisnehem chaimitz. If the ingredient is lufgam, now, I don't know what it means exactly. Tseva, a dye, shenayis lebem chaymitz. Chaymitz, I guess, is part of the dye. It's added for coloring. It's not added for taste. But as far as the taste is concerned, it's pagan. He says that in mutter, the chazah have a lufgam. What then koki yaitzib is that? So it says if it's nice and tam lufgam, it's mutter, and that's the sif. Now, there are 2 points here that I have. One is a chiddush halacha lemaisa. And one, I have a problem with. He brings here the shayla of ink that's made from Yayin Esach in Kuf Lamed Aleph. Why would you say the din of ink of Yayin made from Yayin Esach? Which would be? What? Light to Bechaber. It's also Bano. It should be Aser. Light to Ramah. It's Mutter. It should be Mutter. He says that Yesh Machmirim Bit Yosha Vekechavim. Listen to this. You ever put your pen in your mouth? So sometimes you put the pen in your mouth, and you're gonna have the diyoy. Now, first of all, you should know a kulmis. When the edge of the kulmis gets very hard, the way a kulmis drips it is from being soft, right? Between the crack of the kulmis, it holds the ink, and when you put pressure, it drips it out. That's why if you ever go to the Sefer Torah, can't get it to write, suddenly you have this big dot, this big... The trick of writing the kulmis is that once once the drip comes out, you stop pressing. If you keep on pressing, you're going to smear it. You get a drip out, you stop pressing, and then you do it. So they put it to their mouth. He says it's awesome. Now, I don't understand this, because a person, first of all, he's a misasek. A person is not intending to eat it. Now, misasek b'chalom v'arayis is aser. By hanah, misasek is aser. I doubt there's a lot of hanah in the ink that you get from putting the pen to your mouth. So it's a misasek, and even if it's a misasek, it's besides that, I don't know what hanos agarin there is that it should be osur, that we should make exera otu. It's hard for me to understand. Says the Trumas Hadeshin Kuf Chav Tes. I looked up the Trumas Hadeshin. He says keikos of Tosis Perik Ei Vamidim. So when they got a hold of the new Trumas Hadeshins, which have Arbakaybis, there it says Tosis Daf I give a lot of Aleph. I looked Tosis and I give a lot of Aleph. I didn't see it. I turned to Amid Beis. I didn't see it. So I don't know. All right. So I don't think what. There's an iser to taste with your tongue. I mean, a Torah, you'll not taste anything with your tongue. But Rabbanon, Chazal asid, tasting with your tongue because you might swallow it. So there, the second Pesach Yeshuv in Tzadik Ches brings things that it's not the derech to want to eat. You're allowed to taste with your tongue. Such as, he's talking about soaps. Somebody's in a soap business. Nobody likes to eat soap. It doesn't even taste good. But it's made from trefa fats. So there, why do they taste it? They're not selling it for taste. But to know the mixture is a correct mixture, they can tell by tasting. So he's not here because no one would want to eat soap. That's the toothpaste tattoo is based on the same idea, because nobody eats toothpaste. No adults eat toothpaste. And therefore, there's no gezeira. Well, before Pesach, you're allowed to eat chametz. There's no problem.
Right, but
it's true. I mentioned someone brought me a cream. He said, tzichamuta, it doesn't taste good. And I tasted it. It tasted very good. I offered him to taste it. He wanted to taste it. It was a hand cream.
Right.
You know. Yeah, that would be, if it's a food, that would be aser midrabanan. Even though you only have hanah in your tongue, not in your throat, it would be aser. If it's not a food, so chazal were on guys is such a thing. They're not afraid that you'll deliberately swallow. What? Right. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva Ches brings a Nida B'Yehuda. Now, this is a Kuf Lamed Aleph. I'm sorry, it's not on your copy. But to me, it's a very important Nida B'Yehuda. And again, I read it from here. I was on the airplane. I didn't have a Nida B'Yehuda with me. But I read it from the Pesachei Tshuva. And he says the following. This is very nagel halacha. We very often look at ingredients on a product, and we see glycerin. We say glycerin could be made both ways. It's made from animal fats. It's made from vegetable fats. So we stay away from it because we assume that there's a chashash tarfus. And this applies to a number of ingredients, and we stay away. Leib Yehuda says the following chiddush. He says, what happens if you have an ingredient which can be made kosher and not kosher? It can be made both ways. Now, if you can be mevar, you have to be mevar. There's no question. If it's possible, someone's giving you a hechsher, he has the right to be mevar. He has to be mevar. But you, you have no way of being mevar. You're traveling, and you want to buy flavored water. Some of us can't show design with flavored water, but it says in the ingredient, it's glycerin. So, maybe this is the following chiddush. He says, if you're buying such a product, and we'll talk about glycerin separately. You can talk about some anonymous ingredient, which the metzias is, he says, that right at the time it's made from a kosher source and a miut from a trefa source. Says, if you go to the factory where it's manufactured, you're not allowed to buy it. Kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. If it's an original place, that's called kavua, it's in the place where the suffix is created. Kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. And therefore, it's awesome. However, he says, if you go to a store, he says, chanus. If you go to a store, in the store, from the moment it came to the store, it already was besafik. It's not the makor of the besafik. If you go to a store and buy it, you're allowed to rely on called the parish, meruba parish, to assume that it's from the raiv, which are made with kosher, with a kosher variation of this ingredient. And then you're allowed to buy it in the store. Rav Yehuda says this lachatchila, at least the way his lashon is brought here. So he says that you're allowed to buy it. It says lashon.
You know the source. You
You know where it comes from, but too with Yev Shalavarer, they're not going to tell you. If they're going to tell you, it's good. And if they don't tell you, so he says that in such a case, a person is allowed to be Saimech HaKalda Parash Meruva Parash. Now, there are two chidushim here. One is that the store is not called Kavua. Now, once you hear what he says, I would have thought you go into the store, that's its Kviyas, that's the origin of it. He says, no, the plant is the origin. And where it comes to is the is already parish. When it gets into the store, it's already parish. I think there's a chazaydish, a similar chazaydish. He talks about tefillas kelim, about buying today when you buy kelim, it comes in packaging. But in his day, you bought a glass in the store. The glass was unpackaged. It was just loose glasses in the store. So if you buy a glass and you don't know the plant from which it came, all the glasses in the store are mixed in a way that you can't tell. So he said there also Kriya called the Parish Muruva Parish because the Suffolk was in the plant. See, it depends again on the Metzias. If the Suffolk, if it came to this store, the Suffolk originally, then it's not Mokim Kaviyusai, and then it's Mutter. If when it came in a packaging, and there they unwrapped it, that would be again the place of Daila Suffolk, and it would be Kavua. At any rate, this is Shubas Nadi Behuda, and he says this Kula. Glycerin, my recollection is that until the last decade or so, most glycerin was from kosher sources because vegetables were cheaper than meat. Vegetables are cheaper than meat. But that recently, when there's become a fat is out of style, that animal fats are cheaper today, and that I'm told that, and I believe Rafalski said that animal glycerin today is more than 50%. So it could is then this is not a heter for glycerin, but anyway, in such a case where you have this type of a situation, this is the chiddush of the Nagi Yehuda. The Yehuda says a chiddush that you could rely whatever in the store is called a parish meruva parish, and that therefore it's mutter.
Isn't this a spec sample? Because you don't know if this kind of glycerin is, and then you also don't know that it might be bottle decision.
Glycerin is a vital timer. So in the example of glycerin, it's never bottled b'shishim. It's always put for taste. Glycerin is a product which is put into something for taste. So that's my understanding, at least. I don't think anybody gives a heksher based on this. No, I hope none of our kashrus organizations will give a heksher based on this night of Yehuda. He's not giving it because you're giving a heksher on the plant, and the plant you have to mivar. You know, it's not. But the other, if you come to a restaurant, they have a product, you have such a heter. If somebody learns the night of Yehuda, wants to be simchah, I wouldn't have any problems with it. See, today everything you can be mivar. And people don't rely on it. The truth is, there's a very strong line. Heksherim give their stores a list of products that they can use. And a good heksher is very strict that if you find a product that's not on the list, even if it's kosher, you have to be tough with the store because that's, you know, Yetzarayim Alei Asekach, Alamachayim Alei Asekach. The store has to know if they use a product, they have to call the heksher and get an okay. It has to be on their list of products that they can use. If it's not on the list, any normal heksher would be very tough with the store, not let them use it. So you can say now you call to be the evid. You know, if they're middle of a Sheva Brachas, you find out the product is there, you know, so maybe. But typically it's not.
You're in the United States.
It's very, very difficult to revire anything today. Things go through many, many hands. And it's just a dover. It's a pella. How many hands things go through till they get anywhere? And cocoa is a product which is they call a group A, a group one. It's an innocent product. Cocoa is always kosher. Don't always pay for a heksher. Why not? So I had a guest on Shabbos who's leaving today or this week to Malaysia to give a heksher on the cocoa. So I asked him if he could, what it looks like. He says, when they finish the cocoa, it's raw cocoa. Then it gets shipped to the Netherlands, where they, whatever they do to purify the cocoa. And then it gets shipped to the United States. Product is very hard, you know, from Malaysia to the Netherlands. It goes around the world. It travels more than me. It's the way products are made is a dover pella. I don't know. It's good. What? Okay, let's learn the last sif, sif chavav. The Mechaber says, Dvash shal yishme'elim osir. Arab honey is osir. What is Arab honey? So there's a beragoyla, that little dot, that circle with the two parentheses, is a beragoyla. Pirishu yayim etchilosai, v'akach mesimim by dvash u'mavash le'aysai. It's some type of a mixture of honey and wine that the Arabs make, and that's osir. But the mechaber is made by Yishma'elim that it's only osir b'shtia v'lai v'hana, and that's why the shachdan alah please b'shtia v'lai v'hana can l'kam on. The mechaber is made, even though the Ramah is makel for everyone today, mechaber is made by Yishma'elim that it's that Yishma'elim are not over there by the zara. And therefore, their wine is also b'shti of aloi b'hana. So that's this din of this honey. Good. Ramah. Now this is a very interesting Ramah for a klali sticker reason. Misha shasa yayin nesach b'shaygeg. Someone went and he drank yayin nesach b'shaygeg. I believe it says in the Chachmas Adam that he's referring to stam yayinam. But at any rate, Mishashasi Yai Nasa Bishaigeg, Yeshaimrim, what? I hear. Yeshaimrim, she is Anna, hey Yavim, Negan, hey Pa'amim, Geffen, Shabachumish. Okay, who could tell me the five times it says Geffen and Chumish? Levad, Mimish the Torah, outside of Devarim. So a few of them you can figure out. But Saramashkim is three. So there are three in Bamidbar. In our side by there's one more. It says Bamid Bar Chav. What's Bamid Bar Chav? This Shabbos was Yud Gimel and Tachkairach. There's no Yud, probably Chukas. It could be a Chukas. I don't know. The list I had, it said Bamid Bar Chav. And anyway, we'll figure it out. V'yischapalai. What happens if he drank it b'mezid? So it says that he should fast ayin gimel tanesim, kigamatria yayin imakayil, with the kayil of each letter. So I don't. Today we don't fast all these tanesim for whatever reason. However, there's a problem. There's a major problem with this Ramah. The problem isn't the fasting. The problem is the Nesivis in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph has a famous klal. Nesivis writes. And Reish Lamed Aleph. The Nesivis writes the following rule. If he's arrived from the Chef of the Shulchan Aruch, he says all Isurim de Rabbanon are not an Isur Cheftza. They're an Isur Gavra. What he means is, if you have Nevela, Nevela is Isur. It's a Mitzias of Isur. If you have an Isur de Rabbanon, why am I not permitted to eat? The rabbi said, don't eat it. What's wrong if I eat it? The Torah says I can eat it. Your over are disobeying the command of the Chachamim. Chazal commanded you to not eat it. The Torah said, "Lasasam and Adavashi yigidu lecha." So you are violating their will. Zok the Sivis. Lefizeh, a shaygeg on Issed Rabbanon doesn't need a kapara. Why? Because let's say Kibbut Avei. Let's say I have to listen to my father. My father says, "Don't eat apples." So let's say it's part of Kibbut Aveim, and I'm not allowed to eat apples. Let's say, I don't know, my father said don't eat apples. I'm here. My father somewhere else, he says, I don't want my son eating apples. And I'm here, I eat it. I'm not even anything. So I'm not aware that he commanded me not to. So I'm not disobeying him. Zokta Nesivis, a shaygeg on an Issa de Rabbanon doesn't need kapara. Because it's only an Issa Gavra for disobeying. If you didn't disobey them, you didn't show a lack of covet for them, so you're not over anything. He says you don't need a kapara, and he brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says if you go into a store and you buy treifas, the store tells you it's kosher. He's selling meat. He tells you it's kosher. You come home, there's a scandal, it's treif. If it's treif, Shulchan Aruch says, now of course if you have it, it's a mekatos, you give it back, you get your money back. When is a person, Rahman al-Latalan, ate it already? Says, by Issa Dereisa, you're entitled to your money back. You can get your money back for what you bought it, because what you bought, it was not what you got. But it says by Nisa Drabanan, if it's still there, you can return it. If you ate it already, so you don't get any money back. So the Sivis, what's the difference? Nisa Drabanan, Nisa Drabanan. Because in Nisa Drabanan, you ate it b'shaygeg, so you weren't over anything. That's the klal of the Nisivis. If you eat it an Issa Drabanan b'shaygeg, you don't need a kapar at all. Why? There's no tip to Malay by the Rabbanans.
No. It's
true. But a chayfitz that's Issa Dairais, it's Chepsa di Surah, it causes tip to Malay. Even in a cotton, it causes tip to Malay. It's an object of Issa. The Vela is. It's a Mitzias. It doesn't matter. But in Mitzias, it's a Chepsa shal Issa. What he's saying is that Issa Drabanan, it's Mitzias, it's Heter. It's just I'm disobeying the Chachamim, and therefore I can't eat it. Now, there's a kasha in the yeshiva velt we always ask on this. So if I see my friend eating Issa Drabanan, and he thinks it's kasha, why do I have to tell him not to eat it? Why am I supposed to let him eat it? He doesn't tell you what's wrong. He's not doing anything wrong. So it's a kasha. But this is the klal of the Nesivis. This Ramah, who says, Mishushasa Yayin Nesa Bishayge, that means Yayin Nesa Deirais Shalom Yisrael. But assuming he means Stam Yainam as well, then it's very shver. Stam Yainam, why do you need a kapara? You don't need a kapara at all. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kuntres Divrei Seifrim that he has a compromise. He says there are two types of Yisurim Drabanan. There's an Issa Drabanan, which is Ke'en Dairaisa, which is an extension of a Chetzah Shal Issa Dairaisa. And there's an Issa Drabanan, which is a new Issa. Let's say Mukta. Mukta is a new Issa. You only iver on Gavra when you eat it. But the Gemara says sometimes the Rabbanan can deraisa tikkun. He says that applies, let's say, Chametz Drabanan. Chametz Drabanan is ken deraisa. The same thing, any Drabanan, I'm extending it here. He says any Drabanan that's an extension of a deraisa, direct extension, the air, it's an Issa Chefza. If it's a new Issa that Drabanan made up, that's an Issa Gavri. He sort of makes a compromise in the Nesivis. That would help here, because here, Stam Yeinam is an extension of Yayin Nesef. So I assume that would be a Ken Deraisa Tiknu. The Gemara is a Loshin Ken Deraisa Tiknu by Stam Yeinam. So here, it could be that it is an Issa Chefza, that would answer. It doesn't answer the Nesivis. At least it answers the Shita if you go through Rabbi Chanan's Mahamad. You're right. If Yayin Nesef is Dafka, it's good. In this Sefer Yayin Malchus, he brings that Amis Tam Yainam, he brings some Dishlah, and Dishlah says the Ayin Gimel Tanaisim, and then he says the Loshin Chachmas Adam. So I didn't check the Chachmas Adam. I think you have to check that the Chachmas Adam as well. What? What? By Neder, you mean by you're saying by Nissa, by Shvua, by Nissa Gachafza is they tend to my life. According to this, there isn't. The Chayra, there isn't. Okay, so what? It's true. The Sivis nevertheless says it by a shaking, not just by an itis. It says it even by a shaking. It's a hard thing because, aside from Rabbi Chanan, when someone says a big chiddush, you can't bring a raya from everybody else that they don't argue, because he's saying a chiddush. So no one thought of a chiddush. So I don't know. But I remember seeing in the Michas HaLazar, he has a tshuva where he says he's mechavin to the nesivus on his own, and he's matzdik it from a different makar, and he says the same yisayin. Remember seeing in the tshuva Michas HaLazar that he has the same yisayin. What? Michas HaLazar was a guy matzum. He was a kanoi too. Yeah. I want to thank everyone for sticking with Hilchos Yayin Nesach and Kuchav Gimel. It's a very interesting Sim, and I hope to continue next week. I know some of you will be here, some of you will be up in the mountains. Next week, I do want to give a shiur on some of the klolim of Yayin Nesach, specifically the difficult question of what the halach is by Sufik Yayin Nesach. What do we do by Sveikis? We treat Yayin Nesach like a deraisa, it's ban of Aydazara. We say so, Jovan Lahakal. I'd like, in general, to speak out some of the klolim next week. And then we'll resume Bezos Hashem. Chodesh El is the first Sunday of September. Mitzvah Hashem is that. What? August 30th. But August 30th, again, I don't know where I'll be. I have Sheva Brachas. The Maimon Chutarim are in Baltimore. So I'll be there for Shabbos. I think it's a Thursday Chasna, so I'm probably getting Shabbos on Sunday. So I can't say I'll be here that day. If a trip is possible, I don't know. If we're here anyway, that's doable. But 26th, 27th, it's the 28th of Sunday. At any rate, Bezus Hashem next week will be here. For those of you who are going away, Tesla Mashalom. Hope you continue to learn Sunday mornings. And for everybody, hope to see you back. We'll continue.